K103.7 FM, your First Nation radio station, and that's the latest single from The Damn Truth, and that song called Heart is Cold. It's 11 after 2 with Jake Lawrence. In studio with me is The Damn Truth. I'd like to welcome Leela and Tom. How you doing, guys?
Good, man. Thanks.
Good, good.
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Great. You guys were here a few years ago.
Yeah.
Back at the old building. At what point in your career was that?
Oh, it was a couple years ago, so it was, it was about halfway in.
Oh, okay.
I think it was right after our first record.
Yeah, dropped. After our first album.
So maybe 2013.
Or yeah.
I had a lot of character. I remember like tiny, narrow corridors and like vinyl everywhere. I liked it.
It was great, but it was falling apart. So it had to go.
Oh, yeah.
But we love our new digs here. So you guys, just basically for our audience, you guys been together how many years?
Around 5 years now.
Yeah. Now, how did you form? Do you know each other before you started the band, or you just bump into each other?
Well, Tom and I met actually at a hippie festival a long time ago. And
there's still hippie festivals.
Yeah, we were both
really.
Yeah, we were both naked and playing.
Where was
playing
I?
Music.
Okay.
What happened was that I heard this beautiful sound coming from a circle somewhere, and. Mm-hmm. There was Leela playing Almost Got My Hair by CSNY.
Yes, I know the song.
It's one of my favorite all-time songs. So I ran there, took my acoustic guitar out and started jamming. And that was our first introduction to each other.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history, they say. Now, were you both working with solo or other bands before that?
Yeah, for sure. Like we both, I had a bunch of things I was doing. I was also doing a lot of solo shows.
Okay.
And Tom was doing lots of stuff. He was also always, we were always involved in music all our lives. So, but finding each other was pretty awesome because we've been writing and making music and love ever since.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. You know what? We'll get to other questions, but, people are listening. They want to hear music. And what song do you have for us? You brought your acoustic guitars here.
We'll play the one acoustic song on our brand new release. So it's called Alex.
Alex. Okay. The Damn Truth with Alex live on K103.
Alex was my first best friend. Gonna see the world is what he always said. And I begged him, yeah, I begged him, take me with you. Alex played guitar and I sang. We were gonna be in a rock and roll band. Dreaming was the only way out. Small town and alcohol, our parents sold their goddamn souls. And we were so angry. A single tear from his blue eye as he looked at me and said goodbye. I promised I would never forget. Promised I will never forget.
There we go. The Damn Truth, live at K103. K103.7 FM with Jake Lawrence, Damn Truth in the studio with me. We have Leela and Tom. That was fantastic, that song.
Thank you.
It sounded incredible. And I have to ask you, and this is partial question from my wife, where did you get that voice? How did it come about? It's amazing.
Oh,
I mean, the power and conviction in your singing.
Thank you so much. I always knew that's what I wanted to do. Always wanted to sing. Since I've been four, I had my guitar with me. I've been writing songs and singing since then.
Yeah.
And it's just what I do.
As a kid and a teenager, where did you sing?
Oh, everywhere. I mean, a lot in my bedroom, right?
Yeah,
wrote lots of music. Yeah. And I sang, you know, high school choirs.
Really? Okay.
High school bands, little things, as much as I just knew that that's really, and I love the stage as well. So as much as I could be on stage, as much as I can be, you know,
performing,
exactly.
You knew at a young age. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, and I apologize, I haven't had a chance to see you, but the next date coming up.
November 19th. Oh, you better be there.
It's going to happen. But what I did take advantage of over the last couple of weeks, since I knew that you guys were coming in into the studios, I've been watching your videos, you know, some of the ones you made. And so I made a point to watch two in particular, kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch you as musicians. You know, not
so like the live version.
So I watched a bluesy song. I can't remember what it was called now. It's on your website.
Oh, Broken Blues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I watched the acoustic one. So I wanted to see, because you guys are rockers. You know, I grew up on that. So I incredibly love that.
Right.
But then I want to say, well, what else can they do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's watching and your guitar playing. So I was watching you do your blues and your acoustic stuff. And again, watching you here. Tell me about you as a guitar player.
I don't know if there's so much to tell. I mean, I just really, really love what I do. I try not to think about it too much or analyze it. I just kind of...
Did you start at a young age?
Did you
start on other instruments and move toward that? Or?
I played the violin for about 10 years when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I moved to guitar because I just was more into rock and roll. And the whole attitude of it. And, you know, the instrument is cool and like... To be able to play it in front of people is amazing, but really it's kind of a tool to just connect with people, you know, write songs and try to make friends.
What's your favorite go-to guitar when you're playing, when you're on stage?
I got my G&L that my parents bought me when I was 15.
Oh, really? Not many people own those.
Yeah, I got one, and it's been my go-to ever since.
So, okay. Is that the one we see in the videos?
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking, and it looks like a Fender, but George and Leo.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know what I was noticing? The Montreal scene. I mean, you guys are obviously a big part of the Montreal scene, but the bands today, I would say in recent years, and I was thinking, you know, we have Jonas and Massive Attraction and Corey Dybul, who lives in town, who plays with the band. There's Half Moon Run. There's Arcade Fire. There's some solo like Angel Forest. There's Shane Murphy. And it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about the scene? How it's make an impression on Canada, on Quebec? I mean,
I think it's amazing. I think it's
to be part of this.
Absolutely. And the fact that musicians are like, I think the musicians the bar is so high, you know?
Yes.
Like the Montreal music scene has always been like so vibrant and so alive. And the fact that people get out, you know, and they get to tour the world with their music and play, you know? And I think for us, it's always, it's really great. It's something to look up to and to want to, you know, be the next big Montreal band. That's what I want.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Now with the music, I hear from a lot of musicians and music scene today, whether it's live, whether it's being played on radio or YouTube or everything else, what challenges do you find that, I mean, there's a lot of them.
But there's good and bad, and everything. If I was to think about that, I wouldn't get out of bed. Like,
okay.
I don't know. I don't.
Just forge forward, right?
Just keep writing, keep playing, keep performing.
Oh, okay.
That's all I want to do.
I think that if you approach the music industry as an industry or as a business, then you're not going to survive in it. Because you have to do it because you're passionate about it and you love what you do and you want to connect with people, which is really the most...
And just get out there and play.
Exactly.
And then, you know, word of mouth coming out. Tell me a little bit about Yves Saint Laurent And they hired you to sing a U2 song for their next fragrance thing?
It's kind of nuts. Like it's kind of roundabout. Like it was an advertising house here in Montreal that heard me, and they had the campaign from Yves Saint Laurent.
Right.
And they're like, you know, they actually, like, one of their top guys was like at a show. So that's really cool. Like, heard my voice, came afterward and said, you know, I've got something in that might interest you. You know, and I'm like, okay. And, I don't know if it's up your alley to do, like, you know, a kind of a corporate, you know, a commercial, something. I've never done it before, but give it a try. And then once he said, you know, it could be worldwide, I'm like, okay, let's go for it.
Let's
why not?
Do this, yeah.
And I'm actually really, really happy with it. It's you can hear the song on YouTube, and we actually recorded a version ourselves. The band recorded a full version to be released.
Love is Blindness, I think is the name of the song. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that YouTube song.
I check it. It's a beautiful song. Yeah. And I think I really made it my own. I just kind of went into the studio, and I had the visuals of the commercial already to sing to.
Yeah.
I was very, very passionate, very, you know, the Parisian love story, and I was able to put my twist on it and
that's
rock
amazing.
It out. So that was fun.
That must be really fun. Do you guys have another song?
Yeah.
You want to crank one out, and then we'll just
let's
a couple more questions after that, and we'll let you go. Go for it.
So this is brand, brand new. This was written on the road in the last couple of weeks because we haven't recorded this yet. But we've never actually played it live ever in the studio. Let's do it.
You know what? Hey, we'll have a copy of it. We'll put it on for you.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I can't play. Give me the whole three notes. There you go. Thank you. Three, four. Standing by the sidelines, waiting for the sunshine. In the meantime, you're kicking up the dustbin for a space to crawl in. Talking real time, or later on the highway, no one's going my way. Looking for good times, I spend all my cash in an alley smoking hash. And it's meal time, brother, can you hear me? I'm lonely, lonely. Brother, can you hear me? I'm lonely, lonely. Preacher talking crazy, teacher calls you lazy. You better stop crying. You try to play the game and pretend we're all the same. There's no use in denying. You're eating up the bullshit. The world is going apeshit over things we could be buying. $100 bills will get you guns and pretty pills. But where is justice lying? Brother, can you hear me? I'm lonely, lonely. Brother, can you hear me? I'm lonely, lonely. Sister, can you hear me? I'm lonely, lonely. Sister, can you hear me? I'm lonely.
And you're mentioning earlier.
I'm sick as a dog.
You're sick as a dog, you know, and you still belted that out. I'm sorry if it.
Thank you. No, I don't apologize.
It sounded great. It sounded great. That's
thank you.
That's one for our archives here.
Thanks for having us.
That was amazing. Just a couple quick questions, and I'll let you guys go. Congratulations. You have a baby. You said 2.5. Boy, girl?
He's a boy.
Okay, how do you deal with this on the road? Do you take a little guy with you?
Oh, yeah. He comes everywhere. He's actually crossed Canada like twice already, and it'll be his third time. We're heading out next week again, so we'll go all the way to Vancouver. We've got an awesome babysitter. We have lots of help. He's wonderful. He loves being on the road. He loves the band. He loves music. Like he's
you're breeding a perfect musician right there, right?
Oh yeah, he's a goner.
That's good. That's fantastic. And here's a question for you. This is a fun one. You guys are right in the middle of a tour right now, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to, looking at your tour schedule, you got one heck of a schedule, and you're going all the way across Canada. Mm-hmm. Two things. Favorite place to play?
Montreal.
Yes.
Home. I mean, there's nowhere like home.
Yeah. Okay. All right. While you're on the road, okay, you're on a bus and traveling from city to see Guilty Pleasure. What do you do? Your Guilty Pleasure to keep you occupied. Could be fun.
I guess it's really about, I mean, listening to music. It's really like we get to hear all the albums that like we love, we haven't heard. It's like you spend so much time, you know, on the road. So for me, like listening to like I'm obsessed with like old school music, right? So like lately we've been listening to, I've been infecting Ben with the musical Hair. All the music.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yes, yes.
I love that stuff. So being able to like blare that and sing along top of my voice. In the van is lots of fun.
Okay. Tom?
Junk food, I guess. I mean, you know, try to be healthy at home, but when you're on the road, it's everything goes. Drinking junk food, it's like...
vacation.
I mean, it's kind of like a working vacation, but in a weirder way than that. I mean, you know, it's kind of just lose yourself.
That's great. Right. There's no schedule, no time. All you know is you know where you need to be the next
that's
day.
Right.
But everything in between is the journey. It's
that's
awesome.
Right. And of course, the little guy keeps you quite a bit occupied. Yeah. I guess you know. Yeah. So that's amazing. So, where are you guys next? Where are the Damn Truth playing next? I know. What's your next date?
We're heading to Kingston next week.
Okay. We'll be back in Montreal November 19th
at Corona Theater.
That's going to be our biggest show in Montreal yet. So
that's a great place.
Really,
too.
Really, really special. And I suggest everybody comes out.
Yes, everyone
will
go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time down and you feeling a little under the weather, but you cranked out two songs for us. and it was truly amazing and a lot of fun. And when you're back from crossing Canada before you hit the Corona Theater, come on by, even if it's 2 minutes, and say hi.
Thank you. We'd love
you
to.
Know, it was very much a pleasure to have you guys
thank
in here.
Thank you so much, Jake.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the Damn Truth, ladies and gentlemen, in town. What's again the date?
November 19th at the Corona Theater.
At the Corona Theater, unless you want to go to Kingston and fall.
Or Vancouver.
Or Vancouver.